Asking for more time, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Biden administration will appeal a federal judge's order to end an immigration policy at the U.S. southern border that permits the immediate expulsion of asylum seekers who might be COVID infected. Known as Title 42, that CDC guidance was issued during the Trump administration. The White House would like to do away with it eventually, but says they need more time to develop a new health regulation. President Biden telling a vigil for relatives of gun victims in Washington, D.C. last night.
Continues to limit the number of bullets can be in a cartridge, the type of weapon that can be purchased and sold, the attempt to ban assault weapons, a whole range of things that are just common sense.
While not explicitly threatening a veto of the National Defense Authorization Bill making its way through Congress this week, the president is unhappy with a provision that would force the Pentagon to drop its vaccine mandate.
Making sure our troops are prepared and ready for service is a priority for President Biden. The vaccination requirement for COVID does just that.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Today, the House is expected to give its final passage to the bill that will write same-sex marriage and interracial marriage rights into federal law. Both had previously been made legal by Supreme Court decisions. Hundreds of journalists and other employees of the New York Times have begun a 24-hour walkout early this morning. It's the first of its kind strike at the newspaper in more than 40 years. News Guild union members say they're fed up with the bargaining that's dragged on since their last contract expired in March of 2021. Two big free agent signings in baseball. Slugging infielder Xander Bogaerts of the Red Sox has agreed to an 11-year, $280 million deal with the San Diego Padres. Aaron Judge choosing to stay with the New York Yankees for a 9-year, $360 million deal. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An off-duty FBI agent shot and killed someone who police say assaulted him on the platform at Washington, D.C.'s main commuter rail station during last evening's rush hour.
These two individuals, and again, this is preliminary video, they're involved in this altercation. One of the individuals holds out a hand and is assaulted by another, okay? The two individuals go over the wall.
D.C. Executive Assistant Police Chief Ashawn Benedict says they both fell about 8 feet into a tunnel where the fight continued until the FBI agent opened fire, killing the assailant. Tragedy at the border yesterday. A Border Patrol agent killed while chasing suspected illegal immigrants.
The 38-year-old Border Patrol agent was killed when he crashed his ATV while pursuing that group of illegal migrants who crossed the border near Mission, Texas. Fox's Bill Malusian reports sources say the unidentified agent was a father of two. The United States Border Patrol chief writing, "The death of an agent who dies while securing our nation's border is a tremendous loss for our organization and our nation. Our prayers are with his family and co-workers during this difficult time period."
Fox's Matt Finn. Possession of small amounts of marijuana now legal in a 20th state.
Adults 21 and up in Missouri are now allowed to legally possess up to 3 ounces of marijuana after voters there approved Amendment 3. Legalization of weed last month. The state also creating an avenue for some nonviolent offenders currently serving sentences related to pot possession to potentially vacate the sentences and clear their records. In November, voters in Maryland also approved legalizing weed is set for next year. Voters in Arkansas and North and South Dakota rejected it. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Nearly 66 years after the battered body of a young boy was found stuffed inside of a cardboard box, police in Philadelphia will reveal his identity today. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.